The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I celebrate 50 years of LaGreca. And what better way to celebrate my birthday than, you know what, getting verbally abused by Thunder Rosa. But that's okay, because the greatest of all time, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, saves the day. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Happy 50, Dad, husband.
Yeah. I do have to watch what I eat, though, Ed. Friend. You're right. I do have to watch. Bully gets donuts and cake yesterday. I get onions, beets, and herring.
And for our listeners, that really did happen. He's not lying. She walked in, the lovely Violetta, and gave him a plate of a beet.
Herring, onions, and beets.
That was a big-ass onion, by the way.
Dude, that was.
Look at this.
That's a big onion.
He peeled it.
It's a big onion.
She did
peel it. I thought it was like a cupcake. Herring.
It's like, I thought it was like some nice maybe Polish pastry that my wife was giving me. No, it's not a. It's an onion.
Wait,
it's not a gag. She fucked. They're gone. They left. They're leaving shit into my office. It reeks.
They got things to do.
It's not a term of endearment. No,
I don't know. Maybe it is some maybe it's some kind of Polish 50th tradition. I have no idea.
Dave, it's your birthday. Little surprises around every corner, but nothing dangerous today.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah.
What? It's an onion.
Fucking
and some herring.
What else you got, Ed? You got something else for me? You wanted me to throw to you, so this is me throwing to you.
Why? Thank you, Dave. We got a mysterious voicemail this morning. I've been contemplating whether or not to play it, but it is directed towards you. So if you don't mind, hang on one sec here. Let me play this special message that we were sent.
Dave LaGreca, this is the Prince of Darkness, Kevin Sullivan. You've made it 50 years because I really haven't wanted you yet. But at 50, it looks like the pendulum is swinging a little faster. I will get to see you soon. Happy 50th birthday.
That, oh my God, what are you people doing to me today? Beets, onions, herring, and the Prince of Darkness actually saying my name and laughing, Tommy. Now I'm, I have hit 50. This is what happens when you hit 50 years old. I'm closer. I swear to God.
His hands are going crazy again, everybody.
Fidgety.
Cold chills down my spine listening to Kevin Sullivan's voice.
You have the Prince of Darkness, the devil himself, cutting a promo on you for your 50th birthday. Who would have ever thought a young Dave, like, would you ever think that in your life?
Oh, it's scary. I'm going to have nightmares about this now.
Wow.
Now, this has been one hell of a birthday celebration today.
It's only 9:30.
Herring, onions, the devil himself. Can we try to make this a little bit more fun? Dobby, sure. Can you give me a hint of what shirt you're wearing today?
The shirt I'm wearing is a professional wrestler who basically made his name, though with singles, but in tag team wrestling. And he's a WWE Hall of Famer. And he was awesome.
Ricky Steamboat?
In tag teams, David. Held many, numerous world tag team championships. All right, that's for dead air time. I know you're crazy. You just came off Kevin Sullivan. We need to talk sometime, Dave, when you're on the radio. I know you groomed
everybody. Ivan Koloff.
And he was a former WWE champion, so wouldn't that be one of his greater accomplishments? You know what, Dave? Let's just go to the Nation.
All right, let's go to the Nation.
Take some calls. People want to tell you how much they love you, not want to kill you like Kevin Sullivan did.
Oh, my God. The pendulum is swinging closer and closer to me. I have turned 50, and he's right. Tommy, he's not lying. The pendulum is getting closer and closer. I'm strapped out to the fucking bed, and the pendulum is getting nearer and nearer, closer and closer.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of birthday celebration is this that you guys are throwing for me? Bully cake. Here's some cake. Here's Tristratus. Here you go. Here you go. Entenmann donuts. You like donuts? Hey, you like donuts? Bully, here's a donut. Have another. Have another one. Oh, you like cake? Here's a big fucking cake. Here, big shit cake for you, pal. Boom. Here's Tristratus for you. Your good friend. Steak, here you go, steak. Oh, you're a big Kiss fan, your favorite band's Kiss. Well, guess what? Here's the guitars for Kiss. I get beets, I get onions, I get herring. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I'm nauseous because of the stinking smell. It reeks in this office now. And then you get the Prince of Darkness himself to remind me I'm 50 and how the pendulum is getting closer and closer. How close I am to my demise. Let's go to the phones. Let's go out to Gunner in West Virginia. What's going on, Gunner?
Dave LaGreca, happy birthday, my man. You know, you talk about AEW being the best thing in wrestling right now, but it's actually Dave LaGreca because, man, you are holding the wrestling world together. You're getting everybody involved. I mean, you got all these guests. You are not the Prince of Darkness like Kevin Sullivan. You're the king of the wrestling world right now in my eyes. And I just want to send the praise to you, my man. And great show last night on AEW, you know, yep. Kicking it off with the Jon Moxley, Carl Anderson match. That was insane. That was a great match. That was, I mean, like we talk about the songs that the rock stars get going in their concerts, you know, that really kicked it off. And then the coffin match, I mean, that's a way to do a show. And the crowd does remind me of the early ECW days. I've been watching it, Tommy. Me and my buddy here at work could watch it, the Eastern Championship Wrestling. We just got into the season where they have flipped over into the Extreme era. So great stuff. And once again, enjoy your day. And I'm sorry you got that herring, man. Too bad you didn't get some of those Polish Danishes and all that good stuff, man. Enjoy your day.
Well, I better be getting that Polish pierogi tonight. It's one of the it's one of the givens. It's one of the givens, your birthday. Thank you, Gunner, for the phone call. I appreciate it. I forgot to ask Gunner if you had a guest for your T-shirt.
It's more for you, Dave.
No, I want to get, because you know what? I'm going to put this on my 50th birthday. Who can ever guess Tommy's shirt? I'm going to send them a Dave LaGreca T-shirt and an autographed 8x10.
Yeah, but then it's going to just turn to everyone's like thinking for the shirt and not for your birthday. It's all about you. I'm the giving legend that is helping my young protege along, David.
I know, but if somebody can guess your shirt, I'm going to send them a Dave LaGreca T-shirt and an autographed 8x10.
All right.
I like giving on my birthday. I'm a giver.
I ain't doing anything. Back to what we were talking about before. Even when Jungle Boy, after that great match, comes and makes the save, again, that crowd went nuts. And it's an older star with a newer star. And stuff like that, they're setting the table for so much good stuff. I love it. Really.
And Tommy, if you go back to, you mentioned Double or Nothing before. When you go back to Double or Nothing and after that Battle Royal, and it's Christian Cage and Jungle Boy in the ring. Here's Christian Cage, you know, one of the greats of all time. And Jungle Boy, that crowd was 100% behind Jungle Boy. They wanted to see Jungle Boy eliminate Christian Cage. That tells you right there that AEW is doing a good job lifting up their younger talent.
Absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. And they all have emotional investment to their characters. Something that some other place is not doing the best job at. I'm telling you, Money in the Bank, everybody. I'm not talking about the boys. Talking about the overall vibe. Can't touch it right now with AEW and WWE. And this, I'm not a AEW homer. Is that what you call it, Gabby? Make me young. Everyone is... There's such a divide, which I don't understand, but they can't touch it. Trust me. I was part of the first revolution, and I still think super-duper differently, and weirdly, so does my crazy friend Tony Khan.
Yeah, and it's clicking and it's working. All right, let's go out to the Busted Open Nation. Let's go to Izzy in Orlando, who I believe was at AEW Dynamite last night. What's going on, Izzy?
So, good morning, Tommy, and happy birthday, Dave. I hope you
Thank
have
you.
An amazing day. I know it started off quite like you wanted it to, but I hope you have a great day because you deserve it.
Thank you, Izzy. I appreciate that. Thank you. How was Dynamite last night?
Oh, my goodness. It was excellent. You know, I realized what AEW has, and it's the crowd. You know, last night, the crowd felt like an old NXT crowd. You know, there was so much energy, and that energy translated into the first match, Jon Moxley versus Carl Anderson. I just love that match. Great energy. I also love the Kenny Omega segment. You know, a lot of people are invested in Hangman Adam Page, so you got that good crowd energy. And finally, the main event. The coffin match was phenomenal. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to say one of my favorite parts of the match was seeing Jesus in the crowd and having some moments. But overall, that match was fantastic. And I thought Night One of Fighter Fest was really good and a great way to kick off AEW going back on the road. But like I said, something that AEW has that NXT doesn't have, and I'm not trying to start the whole AEW versus NXT. It's just the crowd. The crowd is passionate about the wrestling that they're seeing. It's like a rock concert. It's like a party. It's so much fun to be there, and you want to be there. You need a ticket. So that's the thing about AEW that I just really love, and I just love going to it, and you just have to be there.
Izzy, thank you so much for the phone call, because I think you hit the nail right on the head. And that is, it feels watching it on TV like I need to be there. Like when I was watching it last night, I was like, man, I wish I was in Austin watching this match right now. I wish I could have been a part of this crowd. And it goes, hey, you know what? They're coming to my area in 2 months. I'm going to make sure I have a ticket to see AEW live. That's a really good observance by Izzy, Tommy.
Listen, I can go deep, deep down the analysis of AEW. And I write things down so I can look at myself when it happens. And I note the date. And I was just like, yep. I was right again, and there's a lot of things that are going down, a lot of things that I write down, and I know I'm going to be right, and AEW is firing on all cylinders right now, and WWE can't and won't do some of the things that they do, and you're going to continue, well, I don't want to say so much NXT and SmackDown, but just the overall vibe. The pendulum will be switching, David.
It seems that way. At least it feels like it right now. All right, let's get back out to the nation. Let's go to Jay in Toronto. What's going on, Jay?
Well, Dave, I've been working 24 hours now on a brand new song that I want to sing you for your birthday. And I think you're going to like it.
Okay. I'm anxiously awaiting.
Okay. Happy Diarrhea Day, dear Dave. Happy Diarrhea Day, dear Dave. Happy Diarrhea Day, dear Dave. You're full of shit. I hope Sammy Callahan kicks your ass and Thunder Rosa chops your titties and MJF fucks your wife and eats the pierogi, you bitch. Wow, happy Jay. Birthday, Dave.
Thanks, Jay. It took Jay 24 hours to write that song. Jay, this has turned out to be a great birthday.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What the fuck is this? What is going... Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? I get onions. I get beets. I get herring. I get a guy that calls in and talks about my wife with MJF. And then joining us now here on Busted Open is Thunder Rosa. Good morning, Thunder Rosa. I'm so, wow, you're actually going to humble yourself and call in and wish me a happy birthday, huh?
Actually, guys, I didn't even call to say happy birthday. I came to say happy belated birthday to Bully Ray because it was his birthday yesterday. So I'm a little late now. Birthday. But it's your birthday today, right? Yes. Yeah, I enjoyed that day.
Thunder Rosa, my wife gave me a plate full of onion, herring, a glass of milk, all the things I dislike. And then I get somebody calling in saying about MJF and my wife. Then I get the Prince of Darkness calling in and saying I'm closer to death. Then it's been a pretty creepy first hour of my birthday celebration, to be honest. And then you come on. My arch enemy comes on.
I'm the biggest gift to the world, man. You should be happy. I took time on my very busy schedule because I'm on the way to Jacksonville for our first show on the road. And, you know, I just feel like I had to pull a favor for somebody. But again, it's not about you. It's about all the other people that were their birthdays before. So I just want to say happy birthday to all of them. And then, like I said, it just happened to be your birthday today.
Well, Thunder Rosa, since you're on the line, just so you know, nobody can predict the future here, okay? But just so you know, I've been seeing a personal trainer. Been getting myself in shape just in case. Just in case, honey.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting ready for you. I'm getting ready for you. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. I've already lost 12 pounds. I've lost 12 pounds, and I've gained rock hard muscles in my abs and my chest and my shoulders and my back and my biceps and my triceps.
Ponderosa, I'm sorry you had to see this. I know you've seen my boob, my under boob sweat, and now you have to see Dave. For our listeners, he literally took his shirt off and he's flexing for Ponderosa, who real fight background, works out every day, super muscular, super talented. And we have Dave, who's training by eating beets and onions, and he's flexing. It is his birthday. But, you know, Dave, on my 50th birthday, Raven called in and he kind of wished me a semi-happy birthday. So at least Thunder Rosa is sticking to her role of disliking and being real, as the kids say, don't like you. So why should she praise you on any day?
Tommy, the good thing is this. He hates me so much. I was a motivation for him to actually get in shape because, David, you know what is coming for you. I just give you a little taste. And I know last time you were in the ring with me, you couldn't even breathe. You almost had a heart attack when you got out of the ring. And that's a true story. I
saw it live.
I talked to Mark yesterday, almost died. So it's good that this hate that you have for me and that I have for you has become something positive in your life. But don't forget that we're going to get in the ring one more time. I'm not going to tell you when or how. It's going to happen. So you should be very afraid, David.
I got nothing left to prove. I walked out of Buda, Texas on my own 2 feet. I wasn't carried out. I wasn't stretchered out. I walked out with my head held high out of Buda, Texas.
Run away like a little bitch. That's what you did. That's what happened. There's video of that. There's video of that, David.
I'm still waiting for my apology. Where's my thank you? Where's my letter from Mission Pro Wrestling thanking me for the biggest house that they ever had? Where's the letter? Where's the thank you?
David, calm down. You're going to get a heart attack. Hold on. You're getting, like I said, you're getting too old right now. But you know what? As a matter of fact, because I feel very gracious right now, you're going to get this shirt coming in the mail with a beautiful note, a death threat in there.
A death threat?
Death threat, yes.
This isn't going to end. Tommy, this is not going to end well between us. It's not going to end well.
No, it's not. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait, David.
You know, David, I know AEWs are in the New York area. That's sold out. But then I think they're also going to be in the New Jersey area. Maybe get a nice little AEW dark match between Thunder Rosa and yourself.
Let me ask you, Thunder Rosa, would you ever fucking dare to come to my backyard in New Jersey, the great state, the beautiful state of New Jersey? Would you do it?
You know what, David? Actually, I might come to your house. And maybe I befriend your wife. And then we can talk about it.
What's with everybody with my wife, by the way? Don't you worry. Don't you come near the lovely Violette, okay? She is steadfast with me. She's loyal as loyal can be. She would never let anything destroy this amazingly strong relationship between the two of us. That's never going to happen.
You never know the charms that Thunder Rosa can pull. So. Oh,
goodness.
I'll be very wary of that.
Thunder Rosa, you know what? There is a lot of hate between us, but I respect you. I do respect you. You know that.
Oh, you respect me by having Britt Baker come in before me, you know?
That's she is the champ. She is the champ, Thunder Rosa. She's got the championship title around your waist. She's got her head around the waist.
He did say you had the match of the year.
I did say that. Oh, and you won. Match.
Thanks. Well, you didn't count, so she's a champ. I'm not. So,
well,
this is true. Ooh, big
are you gonna
change? Everybody,
are you gonna change that? Thunder Rosa
telling Dave he's number one. He's 1 year old today.
God. I'm in your head, honey. I'm in your head, honey.
You're just like that boyfriend that trying to think makes better, but it's worse. You're just making things worse all the time. Just shut up, David. Just shut up. Enjoy your birthday. I gotta go. I got a plane to catch. So
all right, Thunder Rosa. Thank you, Thunder Rosa, for what a birthday celebration today, man. I'm telling you, beets, onions, herring. We have Pat McAfee on. You would have thought it was his birthday. The Prince of Darkness making threats, and then Thunder Rosa joining us. God, I love it.
And the ray of sunshine. Bully Ray hasn't even chimed in yet. I can't wait for that.
No, not yet. Ed, do you think I could get to some Nation members or what?
Yeah, let's take a phone call quick, and then we have to break because our next guest will be on soon.
All right, I need somebody to show me some love. Let's go to Lindsay in New Jersey. What's going on, Lindsay?
Dave, I had to call in to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you,
I hope
Lindsay.
It's filled with pierogies and daddy sodas.
I love pierogies. I love pierogies.
Guaranteed good times, if you know what I'm saying. And
yeah.
Just want to say thanks for getting us through a lot of dark times over the past year. And I'm not just talking about Monday Night Raw.
Thank you. Lindsay, thank you. Thank you for being a loyal Nation member. Thank you so much for all you do as fans. And Tommy, all kidding aside, because, you know, we're having a lot of fun here on a Thursday morning. Tommy, you more than anybody knows how much the Busted Open Nation means to me, how much I love them. To be able to put on the show, to create the show, to get it on the air, to make it as successful as it's been, and have Tommy, Mark, and Bully a part of it, and Ryan McKinnell, and, of course, everybody with the Nation. I love you guys. All right, let's take a break. See what happens next when Tommy and I are back right here on Busted Open. Hey, everybody, this is Jimmy Smith, MMA expert extraordinaire, the voice of WWE's Monday Night Raw, and the host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. You're in your car, you're at home, you got a lot of time you need to kill, you want a podcast, but you need to hit certain things. You want someone who can break down the crazy world of MMA that I have been in for two decades. You want someone to bring in the biggest interviews inside MMA and outside as well. Got that covered too. You want somebody who can take on all the pop culture, all the crazy news, everything going on in our insane world outside of sports? Well, guess what? I got your back. Nothing is off limits on Unlocking the Cage. So, subscribe today to Unlocking the Cage on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast to hear a new episode every weekday. Unlocking the Cage is also available on the SXM app, which is free for most subscribers. Just download it today and tap podcasts. Get started now. Well, let's welcome in our next guest. Good morning to you.
You won't last 30 seconds.
The man who can go an hour all night long in the ring and even longer in the bedroom.
Holy shit, I know. Get the
boy, Rick.
Slapped up, brother.
How are you, sir? How are you doing? And yes, I can't go 60 minutes like you. I'm not built like you are.
Get the Cialis back up, man.
I love you, Ric Flair. One of my Bubba got me this amazing gift, a painting of you autographed by you as my birthday gift. So, and I'm wearing, not even knowing that you were going to come on, I have a Ric Flair t-shirt on as well. As I always say, you're the greatest of all time. You're my all-time favorite wrestler. And I couldn't think of anyone better to call in on my 50th birthday than you, sir.
Oh, man. Well, I'm honored that they asked me to. Happy birthday, man. 50. The big 5-0.
That's right, man. Woo. God.
Ric Flair was going an hour when he was 50 and falling off of ladders.
Yeah. Tommy, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. And, Rick, if you want to talk about how special you are to me and to the world, but especially to my friend Dave LaGreca, like you said, for his 50th birthday, Bubba thought about giving him an autographed portrait of you. And he woke up and said for his 50th birthday, he wants to support you on your put your shirt on his body because that's how much you all mean to us. And we love you, man.
Oh, I love you, too, Tommy. What the hell? I miss you guys. New York is opening up. I need to come up there and be on the show for an hour or so.
Hell yeah, you are. You need to do that. We need to have you in studio.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, my. How are you feeling? How are you doing? You sound amazing.
I feel great, man. I feel great. I'm getting ready to go to Fort Worth. Can't wait to see the kids back in action, live crowd. I used to own that town, especially Billy Bob's late at night. Tommy knows the deal.
World class, baby. Rick, Mark Henry's wife allowed him.
After another and head to Billy Bob's.
There you go.
Mark Henry's wife allowed him to come out of retirement and go to the strip club. Dave wants to come.
Hell yeah.
Bubba's going to come. We're inviting Ric Flair. Gabby even said she'll come.
The Silver Dollar Salute. Or there's a place called Lace. I think the chick's name was Porsche. Woo!
Oh, baby, we're going to party with the Nature Boy.
One Von Erich, one party.
Amazing.
You think running around with me and the Freebirds back then was fun? You have no idea.
God.
You don't imagine. Tommy knows.
Tommy, every time we have a guest on, everybody says the same thing. Tommy knows. Tommy, you know everything.
I've lived some good lives with Ric Flair, I got to tell you. Blessed to call him a friend. But, yeah, everything you've ever heard, it's 100 times true.
He's my best PR agent ever.
All right. So, Rick, first of all, I mean, I could talk to you for hours. The greatest matches, the greatest moments all revolve around you. I mean, you know, the stories are legendary. You know, Terry Taylor begging you to stop, please. You know, 30 minutes into the match, let's end this because he couldn't, you know, keep up with you. So let me ask you, it's my 50th birthday. I got the lovely Violetta waiting outside for me when this show is over. Any advice that you could give me on my 50th birthday, Mr. Flair?
Is this Violetta your wife?
Yes.
On your 50th birthday, let me see. On my 40th, I was naked at Sabatino's after the match. One of Tommy's places. So let me think.
Baltimore?
On my 50th. I'm trying to remember where I was on my 50th. I think I was at the Palace with one of the employees of the Helmsley Palace.
God bless. You know, Rick, I
can just tell you this. Enjoy every minute of it. Dave, you work hard. You're really good at what you do. This is my advice to anybody. Tommy, Bubba, any of the guys that are lucky enough, you know, for any of us to still be around, and it, you know, I really become aware of things again right after Orndorff because I've known Paul God forever. But you just enjoy life, man. Tear Manhattan down. Don't let her. Don't give her a chance to get her second wind. Ride her hard and put her up wet, baby. For me and water for my horse. Woo!
Ric Flair, thank you so much. For you to say I'm really good at what I do, coming from the greatest of all time, that means the world to me.
Everybody loves your show and your guests with Bubba and Tommy and Mark Henry and all the guys you have on. It's great. And anybody that appreciates and loves and respects wrestling like you do has got all the praise in the world for me. I can have all the lighthearted comments about running around and all that, but we love wrestling. We all have it in common. It's not going to change. We've lived through the times, and it's changed. We all know that. We've accepted that, and we support it. And we love the kids, respect the athletes that work so hard today in wrestling. For me, it's just, I can't wait to get to Fort Worth. WWE and my daughter and Roman and Seth and everybody involved, you know, I'm so excited for them to be back in front of a live crowd, and I'm excited for you to rock it out in NYC tonight. Woo! Call me if you need any advice late at night. 1-900-NICK.
I love you. I love you, Ric Flair. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Dave LeGreco. Woo! From the Nature Boy.
Tommy, it can't get any. That's it. Show's over. It can't get any better than that. It can't get any better than
that. The show 4 minutes early. It's done. We can't top it.
He's ruined. Thank you, Ric.
Listen, rise and just fly. Just
awesome.
The wheel and dealing.
I love it. I love it. Tell me, Tommy.
And all the girls that make him cry.
Woo-woo. Ah, I love it.
Can't do it
half as good as the man. He's the fucking man, Tommy. The fucking greatest of all time. Do you understand that? The reason that this show... The reason this show is on the air is because of that man. The reason that I do what I do is because of that man. The reason I've gotten divorced twice is because of that man. Because I'm trying to keep up.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.